When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
DP, double picture, pause. Yeah.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That's a good-sized boot, hey.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I was surprised with the size.
And accompanied by.
The real Slim Shimey, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that. Like,
talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis.
You can't see her personality, so this is a waste of time.
And Shime.
I'm losing out, pause, on just having one big one on my screen.
Hello.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill! Show! All right. Well, it's like a MASH unit around these parts. And where do we begin when it comes to the illnesses or the injuries? Courtney, how are you?
You know what? Every day I'm getting better. I know I sound like I have a clothespin on my nose. I saw people saying that yesterday. It just is what it is. I'm okay. Powering through.
There you go.
You're getting
Suck
better.
It up.
You're yep. getting better. Wiggy, you seem to be fine.
Fine.
Curtis, family illness?
James got sick last night, so maybe that's related. So he's definitely a part of the MASH unit.
Check on James, and Shime is out. Sent the group notice that the head cold has overwhelmed him, so he is not with us this morning.
Interesting timing after the Wrapped was posted. Just saying.
Very true.
Meaning what? He gained confidence because he didn't have as many flex days?
Or? I'm just saying He is now at 13.
Right.
All right.
Doesn't count.
And I just have, and this is not Shime specific, okay? But have you noticed that, like, our school closings in advance of snow landing on the ground, we're getting a lot of we're getting a lot of advanced notice on sickness precluding someone from coming to work. Like, there's a chance if at 4 you feel like garbage, that at 4 a.m. you feel okay.
It's, I mean, maybe it's the advent of modern technology. We're able to communicate better than we were before, Curtis. Maybe that's
he sounded terrible yesterday.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not sick. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, when I had Noro, I at least waited till, like, 9 at night when I was going out of both ends. You know, I don't know. Just a quick critique.
Now you don't want to get nobody else sick. You don't want to be the guy who patient zero who spreads it to or the gal.
Right.
But suck it up. Right, you know what I mean? Right. It's what you got a little cold. Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we all deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody's sucking it up, it's the head man in charge.
Well, I did spend
Jackson.
Jackson handling Shime's duties this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning.
Love it.
I did spend the majority of the day yesterday, 7+ hours, either in urgent care or at the emergency room at Mass General Hospital.
Right.
And I left last night at 10, completely uninformed about what is wrong with me, which is quite possibly the worst thing that the worst outcome that could have occurred.
Right. Never go to the ER unless it's been a couple days because that is the biggest racket.
At his age, he should be going to the ER.
What happens? You sit in there forever and then they don't tell you anything. You're better off calling your doctor and setting up a specific appointment.
You're right about all those things. First of all, I don't have a primary doctor. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the urgent care people thought that – so yesterday during the show, I don't know, or maybe it was when I woke up. Like, they ask you all these questions. I can't remember any of it. I had something like a pain in my lower abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
So it got worse as the show went on.
Okay.
It got actually way worse when we had our meeting with Ken Laird after the show.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was related to that. So I
– how long did it take the doctor to find your abdomen?
It was – well, it wasn't long to find it because it was sticking out in front of everything else. It took a long time to examine it. So I finally, at like 2 o'clock, decided I got to go because I went home. I lay down. It got worse when I lay down.
Left or right side?
Right side. Where all the, I mean.
So
I
not gonna, your liver. Liver's left.
No. There's everything on both sides. Like left side, it could be your heart. So they're like, oh, well, is there any pain? Is it shooting around to the back? I'm like, I have no idea. I can't tell if it's in the back. So it's in the right side, lower right side. They're like, oh, could urgent care is like, could be kidney stones. We don't have a CAT scan.
Okay.
Right. They're like, can you jump up and down? I'm like, well, I can't jump up and down normally, but I'll try to. I jump up and down. They're like, does it hurt more? I said, no. They said, all right, it's probably not an appendix.
Yeah.
But you got to go and get a CAT scan.
Okay.
Do you want to go to Mass General Hospital or do you want to go to Tufts?
All right.
And so I didn't matter to me.
I
rarely go to the hospital.
Right.
I probably should have gone to Tufts because apparently there's less people at Tufts. But anyway, I went to Mass General. I sat there. They're very nice people. A bunch of very nice nurses, a bunch of very nice doctors, everything. But I sat there. I sat for 2 hours before I could even get in to talk to somebody about what my issue might have been.
Yeah.
So
it's a joke. Never go to the ER unless you know like a leg's broke or it's something that you know.
You know these kind of things. I navigating the American healthcare system, mm-mm, not my forte.
Nope.
So did you leave with the Z-Pack?
No, I did not. They gave me a little Toradol.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, is a pain thing, I guess.
Yeah, Toradol's like...
What? That's like...
Helps with pain.
Is that the good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Did they give you the pill or they give you the shot?
No, they just gave me a little... They had to put an IV in, so
okay.
I had, like, an IV thing in my arm.
Right.
I'm sitting... While I'm in the waiting room, I'm sitting next to somebody, a very nice young fella, and the nurse comes over and says, so what happened? And the guy sitting next to me for like an hour. And she says, so what happened? He said, well, I woke up in the middle of the night and I had explosive diarrhea and then I started vomiting and I couldn't stop.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, any chance you could slide over a little bit? So so whatever you have
you
is not given to me because I'm just here to get a stupid CAT scan.
Oh, man.
So I don't know.
Oh.
Curtis, I don't know whether to take the rest of the year off or whether to work because you never know what's going to happen.
Abundance of caution.
Right.
I would say take it off. Every time you leave the hospital, don't you realize how happy you are? Like the ability to exit.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's. I mean, and we are fortunate. This is the greatest place on the planet for healthcare, but it's still just the interminable wait, just sitting there, and you have no control over it. You know they're not doing it to be a dink. They just have a lot of patients to take care of.
But sometimes they don't even have that many patients in there. And sometimes
Mass General, though, is always slammed.
And sometimes I wonder about Massachusetts. We do have great hospitals, but you go in there and, like, six doctors are like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, it's like, how do we have this great, like, we're supposed to be this great health, you know, hospital places, and they can't figure it out.
It makes you feel like it made me feel worse because they didn't have an answer.
Right.
They did the CAT scan, and then I'm trying to read the CAT scan because nobody read it for me, so I have no idea. They're like, this particular organ looks like it is the organ of a man who is 100 years old and has consumed way too many sauces. And so then I'm worried about that organ.
Isn't that a scene in Breaking Bad where he misreads his own scan thinking the cancer had gotten everywhere in his body?
Yes, great obscure reference on Walter White. Yes, Curtis, excellent obscure reference.
And my apologies, liver, I guess, is on your right side, not left. That's why I'm not a doctor. Left is your gallbladder, but you don't have one, right?
No, I had my gallbladder removed. Now, at one point, the doctor said, this is very comforting. Doctor said, sometimes when they remove something like your gallbladder, they can accidentally leave a little bit of it in there. And that could be what's acting up.
Why would they do that? Is it like a fry at the bottom of the bag?
That's right. By accident.
Well, that's because we got the best hospitals in the world.
Right. So, I don't know.
If it's appendicitis, you would know.
Yeah, no, it's not. I honestly wish it was that. Although then when I went to get the CAT scan finally at like 8:30 p.m., the lady doing the CAT scan says, oh, well, kidney stones, huh? I've heard that's worse than giving birth. I'm like, oh, all right, thank you. I really
appreciate
it.
She said that?
Yes, that's exactly what she said. She said, I heard the pain is worse than giving birth.
I had kidney stones. It wasn't a problem. Like I had it. I was in the emergency room when I had it.
Yeah.
And then like just the next couple of days I must have passed and didn't even like know when I passed it. But it wasn't
I didn't have
that. Yeah. He had the same thing, but I didn't have like that everybody says when you finally pass it, it's worse than giving pain type deal.
I am going to enjoy the responses on the Subaru of New England text line and the amateur diagnoses all morning long. 508 texter said it would literally take them a month to tell you everything that might be wrong with you, Greg. Yeah. And yes, you're right about that. There probably are.
They have a person in there who does the CAT scan, but the person who does it is like, well, I can't read it. Yeah. So I got to wait for the doctor. We got to send it. How are you able to do it, but you can't read it?
Well, that was the problem. So I got the CAT scan done at like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I got there at 4:30 probably at Mass General. And the admitting nurse said it's probably going to be a couple hours. And so this is what I went back to my original theory on all of these things, which has always been, I don't want to know because once I go,
right,
I feel worse. Yep. If I just stayed home yesterday, I probably would have woke up with the same. I still have like a tinier pain in that area.
But you feel better.
I didn't feel that bad yesterday. I just had like a pain, and that was the only thing that was wrong with me. That was the other thing. I go to the other place. They're like, you don't have a fever. You seem like you're happy-go-lucky.
Right.
Which I think probably was one of the nurses at the urgent care place trying to flirt with me. And I mean, ma'am, please.
Only human.
Ma'am, I'm taken.
I don't understand why doctors are trying to turn you away. Like, this isn't an age joke. I was nervous yesterday. You're 58 years old.
Well, you made it worse. Because you're like, you sent me a text, oh my God, are you okay? And I said, yeah, it's a thing, you know, in my lower abdomen. And you said, basically, you're like, oh, my God, you're having a heart attack.
Well,
that's what you said, basically.
Do you feel tingly in your arms at all or numb? That's what
I said the tingle is not, the tingle is below the arm area. Let me tell you.
Heart attack starts in the gut, huh?
I don't know.
What's the next step? What do you do today?
Waits for his results.
I'm going to have to find. Well, no, I got the results. There's nothing in there.
Oh.
Like the lady came to me last night. I said, finally, hey, I have a job to go to. I'm like, unlike Shime. And I said, can I get out of here? And she said, yeah, like I'll try. The nurse or the PA, whatever, said, I'll try to figure it out for you. And she came back and she said, there's nothing acute in the CAT scan. So, but that doesn't mean there's something clearly wrong with me.
Right. But sometimes you just wake up with stuff.
Did you say, but there's something cute in this room?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you just have a cramp. Maybe
no, I don't have a cramp.
Maybe it's menopause.
She was like, maybe you pulled a muscle. I'm like, I don't do any kind of physical activity, whatever.
But when you get older, you don't have to do much. You might have just turned it while you were sleeping.
While I was sleeping, I turned the wrong way.
I'm telling you. I get up in the morning, and I'm like, damn, what happened? That hurts.
Did you say, doctor, how much time do I have left?
I mean, that's basically how I feel.
Just wait a couple days.
I don't know if I'm supposed to go away over after Christmas with the kids and the crew and go to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should go to Costa Rica. I feel like if something happens in Costa Rica, I'm going to end up with some kind of black market butt implants or something like that.
Could be
if I go to the wrong doctor over there.
I do think today, as it is already your last show, should you be healthy next year, I think callers should offer you like a Waking Ned Divine.
Like a wake or something.
A eulogy.
That's a good idea.
Could be a giant gas bubble.
Well, I thought about that too. I do suffer from a lot of gas.
You've heard.
Could be it.
That's what I would say. No disrespect, but Lindsay, very dismissive of what was going on.
You having good bowel movements?
Kind enough to drive me over to the urgent care, and then she went right to her lawyer to make sure that her documents were all in.
I thought it was strange that she showed up with a notary for the will.
It was very, very, very strange. Everybody, as soon as I mention it, everybody gets nervous. Everybody who's on the gravy train starts to wonder what's coming next for them.
Can you at least make it to the bonus?
I don't know.
My cousin had a good point. He just texted me. Like a Jamie Foxx thing? No.
But if you have had pain in your abdomen, please call.
No, he's not. Street pharmacist, but not a doctor. Said any point in time you could have like a Jamie Foxx. You weren't at special parties where maybe they poisoned you.
I don't have any information on Diddy or on Jay-Z or or on the drones.
Remember Jamie Foxx was like, yo, I went to a party. Next thing you know, I'm in a hospital bed for 6 months.
Good point.
I don't know. That's the problem.
Check on Lindsay.
I'm reading the thing, like the CAT scan. They're like, well, this patient has apparently is leaning toward having fat eyelids. And I'm like, all right, well, is that fatal, fat eyelids? They go over the whole entire, every organ on my body is potentially in some kind of a fatty disease situation.
Well, now you got to retrace your steps and see who cooked for you, and maybe somebody's out to get you. Yeah.
The first time I've ever web MD'd something, and it's made me feel better, though.
It made you feel better?
Yeah. Well, IBS.
Oh, irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah, is the number one for lower left abdomen,
it's
IBS.
It's not lower left, it's right. Yeah. It's my right abdomen.
So would you just get off WebMD?
Sorry.
I mean, it could be that, though.
Ectopic pregnancy is the second.
Maybe I am pregnant.
What about a hernia?
No, I don't think it's a hernia. I haven't been lifting anything. Maybe I did some damage in the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yeah. Could be it.
I really strain don't know.
I bet it's IBS.
Honestly, my best assessment is I either pulled a muscle or I have 2 days left to live. Those are really the two choices that are left. So, I don't know. All right. Well, brief update on the condition of everybody around here. We got a lot to get to this morning. What is the condition of the Boston Bruins this morning? By the time I got home, I literally caught them going down 3-1.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That goal was kindly allowed by the Boston Bruins defense, where a couple of the fellas sat in front of the goaltender, and they allowed. And are you supposed to allow the opponent to have a free random shot at the goaltender?
No.
Okay. But they actually came back in that game last night.
They were on life support, but they were able to get a little bit of a heartbeat.
And Poss is the hero, so got to give him credit.
I mean, did you see anything encouraging last night?
I think at this point in time,
I watched the Aaron Rodgers Netflix, and that was actually encouraging.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear more about that. Is that your lead or not?
It could be. be. Did you also see the Tom Curran report?
No. Uh-uh.
Mike Vrabel interested in coaching the Patriots.
Yeah, well, I saw Orlovsky acting like he was an insider on McAfee yesterday and talking about how Mike Vrabel knows where he's going already.
Okay.
But Tom E. Curran is reporting that Mike Vrabel is interested. Well,
but then they
that makes things interesting.
Right.
Doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. But then they also said that they were interviewing the guy that he had issues with in Tennessee, the John Robinson guy. Because Sean was
You're
like
focused on that dude.
Well, no, but if they had issues, right? Would they want to work together again? No.
You mean they would bring him in with Mike Vrabel and they would say goodbye to Elliott Wolf?
No. Sean brought up a good point, and I didn't even realize it. They had issues in Tennessee, I believe. Vrabel and the Robinson guy.
Well,
right?
Curtis brought this up yesterday. The issue in Tennessee was between Mike Vrabel and the owner of the Titans. She didn't like she was bummed out or angry that he was in the box with the Crafts when he got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I think Curtis, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if their relationship is fine and they felt like they had a good relationship in Tennessee, I wouldn't see why Vrabel. And that's a good landing spot for Vrabel, the very good defense.
I mean, Mike Vrabel was whispering left and right to Curtis and I in the airport in Nashville not so long ago, if I remember correctly.
That was, I mean, by the way, Greg usually overplays his importance.
Yes.
But with Vrabel, Vrabel was like, wouldn't stop walking around Greg the entire time.
Man loves me.
You guys,
we had a long and deep friendship.
And he seems like a genuinely, I don't know, he seemed different than the guy that I had seen from afar. Like he was a pretty nice guy to talk to.
Yeah.
Like not at all. He strikes you as kind of that like douche bro, but in person, he was like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, he's not
a good dude.
But he had positive things to say, I believe, Curtis, when we spoke to him about the organization here and those that are at the top of it. He said they had an advantage based on if they ever chose to use it, based on everybody else in the NFL.
And that would be a guy that if you're Robert and you want to sort of have a changing of the guard officially at the top of the organization with your son Jonathan taking over, getting the keys to Mike Vrabel for a 5 to 10 year plan is sort of a good way to do it. And I don't know, I don't think it's fair, but if you had betting money today, do you think Mayo is back as the coach next year? Where would you put your money?
I'd put it on he's back.
Me too.
I'd put it on he's back.
You would too?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I thought you said it was that you felt like yesterday was only at like 10%, so now you're at like 90%? That he's gone?
No, Curtis flipped on Monday at the end of the show when we were at Gillette.
I said, I don't think he's back. I don't think it's been fair at all, but it's all the things that he can control, not the roster, how he handles questions, what's gone on. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong a lot, but I think if Vrabel legitimately wants the job and they can get him, I don't know how, because there's what's going to happen, Wiggs.
Mm-hmm.
If they say no to Vrabel, he goes to the Jets.
Right.
And then for the next 5 to 10 years, you're seeing the guy, if he's successful, twice a year dominate you.
But if you really wanted Vrabel, then that means you'd have to fire Mayo ASAP. Because then you'd have to let Vrabel know, like, okay, hey, listen, we're moving on from Mayo.
Well, maybe that's what Orlovsky means when he was intimating yesterday that Mike Vrabel knows where he's going. I mean,
because the Jets, they've already fired their head coach. So as soon as the season's over, I don't think that turnaround for Vrabel, if he is going there, is going to be it's going to be relatively quickly.
Yeah.
So if you want to get ahead of that, you need to move on from Mayo. Like after next week, after Sunday against
but
Buffalo.
But then it could be that Mayo knows that he's going to Ohio State as well. Although nobody is indicating that there's going to be a change there anyway.
Right? Oh, right. If there's a better likelihood of Ryan Day being fired than there is of Gerard Mayo.
You think so?
Oh, gone. If they don't win the national championship, he's gone.
Didn't somebody say he was safe and they would never get rid of him?
Well, they have a chance here in the playoffs, so they're not going to say their coach is unsafe, but you can't play the way they did against Michigan and keep your job.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be in here with us at 9. Before that, though, our leads in 10 minutes, including one from Jackson, I assume, in Shime's absence. They set it at 7. We will definitely, speaking of college football, we'll definitely talk about Deion Sanders and where he guarantees he will be coaching next season. So that is of interest when we get to They Said It at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on this morning show. And we will induct a Texas teacher into the Pervert Teacher Association. She was so in love with her student, she wanted to show the entire world.
Wow.
How in love they were. Yeah. So okay. we will get to that during the news. And the last day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas is today. And so at 8:45, your chance to win big. I didn't even look at what you're regifting today, Curtis.
I would say we have the most valuable piece. One part of this is the most valuable we've had yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And not kidding.
No
jokes.
No poking fun. Nope. Like the best thing that we have regifted so far.
Yes.
In the 12 days.
The Boston sports fan in your life, perfect Christmas present.
A perfect Christmas gift. Really? You will win Christmas.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Greg, I hope you make it.
All right. Yeah. I'm planning on trying to make it to Christmas. Good part if I don't is no gifts. So
just get through the next 30 minutes. Just focus on that.
Do it in 30 minute intervals.
One segment at a time.
That is it.
All right. Well, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was David Pastrnak's goal that won it in OT. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP.
Giannis!
And it feels like it's
been... Were you tuned in for all the exciting cup action last night? Were you DPing it?
No, not really. I just saw Giannis didn't want to go post-game without his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, if my brother can't come to the podium with me, I'm not talking.
And it does feel like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They've played just twice in 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. Get excited, Red Sox fans. Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after Garrett Crochet's signing. Breslow reconfirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff.
Let's go with Burns,
then.
So he
said he's not done.
What's he waiting for? Corbin Burns is out there. Let's go. It was hot in the moment for Burns like maybe a week ago, and now it seems like it's slowed down. So let's give the man an offer.
Well, that's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. In the beautiful city of Boston, it is currently, oh my goodness gracious, my modeling is all off, Greg. 35 degrees, afternoon high, 48.
I mean, there are reports that the Red Sox are the front runners when it comes to signing Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I see that.
He's what, 30 years old?
30 or 31, something along those lines.
Okay with that?
I would be a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I got no issues with that.
Yeah, I like his attitude. He's kind of like a more talented at times Pedroia, even though Pedroia had great years. But like, he's kind of a feisty character who I think would play well in this market.
All right, our leads are next.